Good morning, Will Dawes, co-founder, CEO of Macango Resources.
Morning, Alex. How are you?
Very good. Nice to catch up with you again.
Yeah, likewise.
How's the last couple of weeks been? We've been watching your Twitter account in Malawi.
Yeah, look, it's been a great couple of weeks, and I think it's pretty groundbreaking for Malawi to have such a sort of esteemed group of experts in the country. There were sort of 50 people registered, you know, as part of the delegation, including international experts from US, Canada, Europe, Australia, also, and importantly, a group of Malawian experts as well. And it was a fantastic opportunity, you know, for exchanging knowledge, ideas. We had groups with geological expertise, geophysics expertise, and importantly, we visited the main prospects in the Palombe license, and also visited Tambani as well with some of the team. So yeah, look, it was a great 2.5 weeks, and great for profile of Malawi, and very positive for the company.
Oh, definitely for Macango as well. Just to pick up on the news today, you've renewed your license.
Yeah, that's right. And so we renewed the license for a further 2 years from January 2017. So that's until January 2019. And clearly, we feel that's a real reflection of government support for the company and what we've been doing and what, you know, the work we've completed on the project. I mean, we've been working on the project for the last 5 or 6 years. And invested significant amount of money into the project. You know, we've completed 2 rounds of drilling. We've completed a lot of metallurgical test work. We've put out a compliant resource estimate, 31 million tons. We've completed a pre-feasibility study. So I think, I think the government has seen us advance the project from a pretty early stage. I mean, when we picked up a license, this had there was a historical resource from some drilling by Japanese government groups, historical resource of about 1.3 million tons. And through the drilling and work we've done, we've proved up a resource of 31 million tons. So I think that really sends a positive message. And, I think we've really, added value to the project and de-risked it. And I think this sort of license extension and the support we're getting from the government is a reflection of that. I think it's very positive. Now, clearly, in terms of our strategy to bring in JV partners on the assets in order to accelerate exploration, I think it also sends a very positive message to potential partners and off-takers as well.
You've just beat me to the punch there, because you have. Because I was just going to pick you up there. The last time we did a Q&A with you, that was question number 8, and that was what I was going to touch on there. What I was going to basically say for the listeners, could you enlighten them any more? Because you are actively seeking a JV partner. So is there any more?
That's right. I mean, I think, what we're looking to do, and I think the objective is to accelerate development of the project. So that's both the Tambani project and the projects within the Palombe license. I think with respect to the Palombe license, clearly, as I mentioned before, the extension of the license sends, I think, a very positive message. And in terms of the recent work we've been doing, the visit by the sort of various experts to the project area, certainly, I found very enlightening. I think this is, for some of the projects, this is the first time we've spent, time on them. For example, Nakalonje, Namangali, and given it's the dry season, you can see a lot more than you would normally do during the wet season. So, look, it's a very, very useful visit, and I think with the expertise that we had on site, you know, certainly I think that gives us a strong platform, increases knowledge of the prospects, and certainly I you know, personally came away with you know, a more positive outlook on the exploration potential of these other various projects apart from Songwe. Now, clearly, Songwe we know very well. We spent a lot of time working on that project. The drilling previous drilling focused on the sort of outcrop, and you know, there's still mineralized outcrop that you can see on site that is a potential future drill target. But I think importantly, you know, we're recognizing that there is, you know, potential for additional drill targets below for unexposed carbonatite. So I think it adds to the investment case, and it supports the, you know, our case that yeah. really this project has potential to be a, you know, a very long term sustainable producer of rare earths. So I think it adds support for the investment case and for you know, potential partners to come in. In terms of the Tambani project, we also visited that and spent a bit of time looking at the trenches where we'd done some sampling before, and really again visiting that area during the dry season where you can see a lot more as opposed to the rainy season. It certainly enabled the team to, I guess, orientate themselves a lot better and look at, you know, discuss ideas as to how we might take the project forward, you know, on the basis of a joint venture, if we were to bring a joint venture partner in. So, you know, for example, we'd probably look at doing some form of radon X survey to further define the uranium anomalies. We'd ground truth some of the very discrete magnetic anomalies that we saw from the airborne geophysics, and you know, we'd also evaluate other opportunities within the license area. So I think it certainly this latest trip by a group of experts and also the license extension certainly improves the platform that we have to bring in potential partners and off-takers.
Definitely, it pushes you on as well. Like you said, the rare earth, but I picked up on the uranium when I met you guys. So your assets, they look very interesting.
Look, I think, and Tambani, that project there, it's an area of known uranium potential. There's discussions of the uranium potential going back sort of many years. And you know, I think what also makes it interesting is that there's good infrastructure in the area, and you can basically drive in driving to one of the area of the trenches and the anomaly. It's 20 minutes walk from a road, and so it's very easy access. And in the area, you also have power, and you have the new railway line running through it. So certainly, you know, as an area to complete exploration, it certainly logistically it's straightforward. It's an area of known uranium potential, and certainly having been to the site very recently, I can sort of see a way forward as to how we would you know, progress the exploration. Yeah. And clearly that's you know, in terms of bringing in a joint venture partner, we feel that's the best way forward in terms of accelerating that program.
When the British out there in the 50s, were they not doing drilling out there? I remember something about that.
No, they did a lot of work in the 50s. I think there was some very, very limited drilling. I think this area, there's an area of sort of thin soil cover, and then you have the sort of trenches cutting through that soil cover. Now we've sampled those trenches, and those trenches were dug. I think it was you know, quite a while ago in the 50s.
Yeah.
And so we resampled that. We got those values, but because of that soil cover, you know that's the way forward. I mentioned these sort of additional radon X radiometric surveys. is probably the best way forward, and that will be the way to, you know, identify the drill targets. So, so I think one of the purposes of going there is to determine what the exploration program might be, and I think we've done that, and as I say, I'm confident of the way forward and how we might move things beyond what was done historically to really add a lot of value to the project.
You're going to London on the 17th of November, the Man and Maven show?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, very much looking forward to that, to engaging with, you know, our shareholders, potential investors, and really sort of getting the message across.
Will, as always, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and thank you very much for your time and talking to Share Talk this morning.
Likewise, Alex. Great to talk to you, and, you know, we'll keep you posted.
Thanks very much.
All right. Thanks, Alex.